Dub Nation, you're listening to the Warriors Post Up with the voice of the Warriors, Tim Roy.
Melton with the ball. Up top to Curry. Back to Melton. Poe goes into a three right side. Good. Melton, his third triple of the half. Warriors down by nine. Had a 20-point quarter in this game as well. As DeAnthony Melton has put on the headset downstairs. We were just singing your praises, sir.
Man, yeah, I'm here.
Okay. We were just talking about you. You were our electrifying player of the game tonight.
Man, I try a little bit, man. I'm trying to continue to contribute.
You know, it's funny, so many of your shots in the last month or so have gone in, since you came back, have gone in and out.
Man.
And tonight it was great to see you get a couple of fall.
Nah, most definitely. It felt good, and I just got to keep holding on to those type of makes and those type of feels. I got to just hold on to it, and the misses, I just got to, wipe them, keep pushing.
When you're looking at different players, it always seems to be you have an idea what the other player's going to do when they have the ball and trying to make a move. How much tape do you watch on other team individuals to kind of get a sense of what they like?
A decent amount. I think that's the most important thing, especially for me, as a defender and as somebody that wants to guard, the best players in the league, no matter what. Size or position, I try to just always look at their tendencies, look at their shots, and what they like to do and how they like to score too.
What's the key for you coming off the bench and kind of following the flow of the game?
You're lucky you got the microphone.
Gary Payton, everyone.
Man, tell Gary be quiet. We're talking. Get out of here, Gary. It's not your turn.
Man, I just try to be aggressive. I just try to go out there and just play my game, and I've been trying to find my way with this team and this so many players out here, just learning how to play with Jimmy and stuff like that. And just going out there, being aggressive, just being myself is the best thing for this team.
How important is this home stretch for you guys?
Man, it's super huge. We get to spend time with our families, lay in our beds. And especially for them, I missed the first month. But for them, it was a lot of back-to-backs, a lot of traveling, and a long road trip. So I'm happy to see them being able to stay home and everything like that.
Yeah.
Part of 3 weeks, we don't leave the great state of California. That's going to be cool.
Love that.
Hey, DeAnthony, great job tonight on the win. And we're just thrilled to have you back. And we look forward to seeing you down in L.A.
Man, thank you. Have a good one, y'all.
You
Thanks,
too.
DeAnthony.
65-48 in the second half. Warriors took this game over and end up with a win as they knock off the Utah Jazz 123-114. Warriors go to 19-17. Jazz fall to 12-22. And it just seemed that, with Draymond Green got ejected in the first half, I think the fact that they were able to go in and regroup in the second half, I think, was most impressive. Another 40-point quarter. That's their sixth of the year. Steph with his 45th 20-point quarter of his career. And that third quarter, 42-31, set the tone of the rest of this game. It was just good to see him take care of business. And I think that's the way I would describe this game, was a take care of business win.
Well, it's really important, this homestand, because not only is it a long homestand, the longest homestand of the year, you're going to get, 10 out of 11 games at home. I think it's 2 Clippers and 8 straight at home. You look at the teams they're playing. You have a chance to clean up a little bit and start making your way up the standings and at least start getting away from 500 a tad bit. There are some teams here that this team should beat. This was one of them, and there's a few that it's going to get tougher after this. So you want to try and, again, get as much extension away from 500 as possible. Tonight was good. Obviously, Steve will hate the way the game ended with the sloppy turnovers. It's just you want to finish the game, right, with the game that you're going to win, in a clean fashion. You're not where it's sloppy and it's like, oh, you're turning it over, almost a turnover, and then a turnover at the end. I know he's not going to be pleased with that. And it really wasn't really the defense. The fourth quarter, defense was better. The Jazz started missing some shots, but it was the offense. They got them going in the third quarter where they scored 42. I mean, heck, they gave up 31 in that quarter, but they were just moving and cutting, and then Steph happened, and Steph started opening things up for everybody. And then it was, points off layups, points off free throws, points off drawn kicks. I mean, the offense really – and that's you know, what we thought going into this game, you could really feast off this Utah defense. But, you know, it's one game, and I would say after the first two, you kind of what you'd expect, lose to OKC and win this one and see if they can go down there and get one in L.A., who it looks like, well, no, they are going to lose to the Celtics. They're getting crushed right now.
Yeah, but they've been playing better. You know, Kawhi Leonard has started to play like Kawhi of about 5 or 6 years ago. I don't know what happened to him, but all of a sudden, you know, he's playing again at that high level, and he's always been a matchup nightmare for Golden State.
Yeah, well, they ain't playing better tonight.
No. Well, Jaylen Brown's putting on a pretty good show tonight. So,
well, the Celtics are one of the surprise teams of the league, actually.
Yes, they are.
Actually,
yes.
I didn't think they'd be as good as they have been. But, again, it's going to start. It's been a rough road schedule-wise. And I think you mentioned it last night. It's a nice schedule, but you got to take advantage.
Yeah.
You have to take advantage. And there are some – I was going to pop it up real quick because I'm the worst. I'm still like a player in that way. I don't like the schedule. You get me past two or three games, and I just I'm lost. But they come home, so it's at Bucks.
Yep,
not terribly difficult. Kings,
yep.
Hawks, Blazers. Well, that's a loss. They can't beat the Blazers. Blazers own them for whatever reason. Knicks, tougher. Hornets, Heat, Raptors. So you know, toward the end, you start facing some stiffer competition. But you know, you'd love to. Out of the 10 games at home, you're 1-1. So let's say the 8 games, you'd love to go 6-2, minimum 5-3 over the course of that. And then after that, it starts evening out a little bit. And look, it's a Western Conference. You're one of those teams in the middle. You're just going to have to grind and fight and claw and hopefully, you know, get the best seed you can. And I know I've said this 3 or 4 times now. I continue to say it. When you look at this team, don't judge this team based on what they look like right now and try to project into the future, because the trade deadline's coming and I have a feeling this team's going to look different than it looks right now. And let's just see what happens. But they still have to put themselves in a position where even if they make a trade, it's going to be something that helps them, because you don't want to get too far behind where you make a trade and it realistically doesn't help you as much as you'd like it to help.
Well,
so these are important.
Yeah, the other part about that is if you're going to make a trade, and if you're close to the deadline make a trade, there's always an adjustment period.
Yeah.
There's always a 2 or 3 game where, you know, things are chaotic and the team's not in rhythm. And so it takes 2 or 3 games to get used to somebody. Last year it didn't happen. Jimmy came in, it was like, okay, boom. You know, it just was a perfect fit. But
yeah, you're right, it doesn't generally happen that way.
I think the next four or five games are really important. I think they can get some momentum going. But they just can't have a game where they're turning the ball over a lot and don't give themselves a chance to win. That's the game they have to avoid. Just keep it to a dull roar.
Yeah, I wish they could have those games, and I know they can do better at it, but we're 30-plus games into the season now, and that they're just
– yeah.
Like, you shake your head. You have the game won. Why are you throwing those passes? Like, there's no reason to throw those passes.
Offhand, just off the dribble,
just
cross
sit on the ball. Like, you don't even need to pass it. Just hold it and drop it and move on. Like, you know, let's just throw it away. They had, like, 3 turnovers in the last, like, 45 seconds. It's like – or maybe 2 and 1 near turnover. So
maybe you should just put that on a loop in the locker room.
No, look, if they're not going to learn after the 3rd quarter in Toronto, then forget it. It ain't happening. Because that, if you showed that last 45 seconds, that should cure you of all the silly passes and all this. But it doesn't.
There's an old song called Canadian Sunset. That was Canadian Nightmare. That's what that was.
I don't know either.
Yes.
Who sang it?
It was not a vocal song.
It was it?
Yeah, it was an orchestra.
Okay, very nice.
Way back in the day.
Oh,
the only reason
you.
I know
you're
my,
cultured.
My
wow,
mom
that's
my
impressive.
Mom had an album then that was on vinyl there. So
vinyl?
Yes, vinyl.
Orchestra. Wow.
Yeah.
You are cultured. I didn't get that.
No, I'm just
old.
I didn't get that growing up,
and I don't get it now.
Just a fossil. They're going to dig up my bones and look at that.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
All right, we will see. You know, L.A.'s not that far away. You could come down.
It's far enough.
Yeah, you could come down.
It's far enough. Hey.
Wow.
That
was
some
quick.
Kind of pull right there.
That was a quick pull.
That is a
How
pull.
About that? Wait for it now. Wait for it.
Okay.
There you go. Many say our broadcast is heading into a sunset, but okay.
Wow, that's
That was really fast.
That was
very
fast.
Nice, RC. Very nice.
That was a fantastic pull right there. Wow.
Well, we'll see you on Wednesday. Giannis in town.
Giannis in town. I feel classier just having listened to that. That's fantastic.
You're going to go put it on your Spotify list.
Not a chance. Not a chance.
A pop-up will go, are you sure?
Yeah.
No, a pop-up's going to go, are you okay?
Yeah. You want us to call someone?
Yeah. Let me check your heart rate.
Oh.
It might just immediately call the hospital. I go, what do you call? Why'd you call the hospital?
Oh, man. It's time.
It is time. See you Wednesday.
See you Wednesday.